Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. Thanks for listening Around the House with Eric G. This is hour number two for March 21st, 2020. Thanks for listening. We've got a big show ahead in hour number two. This is going to be a big one because we're going to talk about, well, are you bidet curious? Let's talk about bidets for a minute. And then what can you flush down that toilet and not flush down that toilet? And then we're going to talk with, this is going to be a fun one because I was really kind of looking forward to this one here. We're going to talk with the president and CEO of Glisten. They're the ones that make all that wonderful cleaners for inside your washing machine, your dishwasher, your garbage disposal. So we're going to have Tony Kronk, their chief cleaning officer and Glisten's president, on for a little bit to talk about keeping those appliances clean. Because you know something? Cleaning is a hot topic right now. Enough of me talking. Let's get out to the show. When you're done, please leave a review at the end of the show on whatever podcast format you're listening to. And make sure you like and subscribe. For any more information on all of this, head to aroundthehouseonline.com or check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. And now, let's get out to the show.
Now we just gotta get you on the radio. Yeah, you gotta get on.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is hour number two of the radio show or the podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
You know, we talk home improvement every single weekend here on the show. And of course, don't forget the podcast during the week where we have the midweek special and the Around the Toolbox special for the trades. I wanted to talk about a hot and sweeping subject right now.
Oh, what's that?
Bidets. Okay. Are you bidet curious?
I'm just going to say no. But I see, am, but I'm just going to say no.
Here's the thing. When you get down to it, you know, we've had the world toilet paper shortage of 2020, mm-hmm. You know, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's one word for it.
I'm not even going to go off on that because everybody's tired of talking about it. But here's the thing. If you have a bidet toilet seat or a bidet toilet in your house, that toilet paper really isn't an option for you. You don't need to have it. So now you're not having to buy that paper product. If you're out, you're out. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, for me, as somebody that's never owned a bidet,
yep.
I mean, I do understand how they work.
Yes.
I still think that maybe you should have something nearby to make it so you're not wet everywhere, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. You can buy, depending on the unit you buy. For instance, I did that More Good Day Oregon segment that was aired it last week again, and I put it up on our Facebook Around the House with Eric G. Mm-hmm. We put in a $100 bidet toilet seat, and you know there's nothing wrong with that.
This is the basically like an addition onto your toilet.
Yeah, right? It's a toilet seat that you bolt on. That's basically a faucet with a sprayer. And the problem with that one is, and in there, I mean, it gets the job done if you know what I mean. But you get what you pay for with bidet toilet seats. And a $100 one is by no means the same as one of the $400 ones, $800 ones, $2,000 ones.
Really?
Well, depending on what you want it to do. And I mean that. You know, that one there has a little on off and a little manual wand thing for cleaning yourself where you move the water around a little bit. Here's the thing with that, though. And this is what you need to think about is that when you're dealing with that, when it comes down to a bidet toilet seat, you need to get something that's going to do what you want it to do. Like that one there, you got to run it for a minute because hot water was coming out of the faucet on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
We ran a little white plastic line through around the base trim to get over to it. And that's how that came. So the first minute of that is going to be a kind of an eye-opening cold experience. Now, when you get into the newer ones, they take the water off the toilet, basically. You can get it right off of that. And it's going to heat the water. But the problem is you need to have an outlet behind your toilet. And that's one of those things that when I'm doing remodels, I think it's smart to put that outlet behind the toilet back there in case you need to have that.
Something we may be seeing more of in the future, probably.
I would do that because, one, you're going to save, you know, toilet paper, and it's going to make it easier. Now, the thing is, with that, now you get air drying. You have a, like, it'll blow air at you to dry it, so you don't have to have a towel there to wipe yourself down with, and you don't have to do that laundry. Otherwise, you're using a towel. And I wouldn't use a paper towel because it kind of self-defeats the purpose. If you've got towels that you run through the washer that you can sanitize, then that does a great job. And you can go that route. But that's the advantage of the bidet toilet seat with that. And a lot of people I know, the people that have them absolutely love them.
Oh, yeah. You always hear that. And the people that have never tried them are very
hesitant.
Yes, very hesitant to give it a shot. But once they do, typically, these people that are typically hesitant fall in love with them.
Yeah. So it is one of those things that that I think is going to be coming more apparent. I saw, you know, two really good friends of mine that are actors and movie producers down in L.A. I watched them last week on Facebook installing their own on both their toilets. And I'm like, all right, those two are doing it. That's awesome.
Well, I'm just saying, probably not out of bidets, even the $100, you know, the easy install one.
Oh, you're not going to get those out of the store right now. But this is one of those things that I want people to think about. And if you are doing that bathroom remodel, I would strongly suggest in the future putting that outlet back there. Because now all of a sudden you're dealing with charcoal filtration, heated seat, mood lighting, which I don't know if I need, but you know what I mean? Those are the kind of things that you need to think about.
It opens up the option for you, having that outlet right there.
And you've already got electrical in there. If you're doing that remodel, make sure you add that plug because it's just one of those things that's super easy. And down the road, you're not going to be short toilet paper because, quite frankly, you just don't need it. Now, one of the things, though, that you got to think about with these is they do a great job of getting things clean. You're going to have to do a little bit more cleaning around the toilet and stuff. And my concern is with children, they can really flood out the room if they're in there. If you've got a toddler, not want to leave them in the bathroom because you can't sit there. No, it's a fountain. No, it's not. And we had that when we were shooting that. It was kind of funny because my photographer, and I will leave the name out for posterity here, but when he turned that on to see, he got a face full of water as he was looking down and turning it on. And I wish we would have had cameras rolling because that would have been the shot to have. But it was pretty funny. I mean, talk about the pressure that comes out of these. You turn it on, it will literally wet the ceiling with no problem. So that's the other part that I want to say with water quality is that, you know, when you got the water coming through and that kind of thing, get as good a bidet toilet seat as you can afford. And I'm really worried about the durability of these $100 seats. Because the line, you've got kind of a thin plastic line that's maybe a little cheesier than what's going to your refrigerator. And that makes me nervous that you're going to have a quarter inch water line that's coming to that could easily fail. And if you've got a pet or a dog or something like that could chew on it,
yeah,
it would. You could look at this stuff and break it. So I want people to be a little careful about what they get with these. And like I said, get as good a one as you can afford because I think you'll be in a better position anyway with it.
Now, not talking brands, what would you say is the threshold? What would you say is the price point that you hit that you're like, okay, you're getting quality, it'll last, and you're not going to be running into those kind of issues?
I'll even talk brand, and I'm okay with talking brand. The Cadillac of them out there is Toto.
Yeah.
Because they're out of Japan. They've been doing this for years. They're the world's largest toilet manufacturer. They make more than, and I like Toto, and I like American Standard. I like Kohler. But when it comes down to these things, Toto is kind of the cat's meow of that.
Well, and you know, I mean, you always hear Japan has these in hotel rooms, yeah, and public restrooms. Like, they're everywhere. It's so commonplace. You know they're doing it right.
Yeah. So really, though, you're going to spend that kind of $400 on up to get something pretty nice.
Okay.
And, you know, you're kind of taking away features as you go down. You know, to me, I want to have that fan dryer. I want to have the heated water in there. So when I turn it on, I don't have to sit there and waste a bunch of water. I'm not going, wow, that was 40 degrees of wonderful. I don't want that.
That's where I want it.
Yeah, no, I don't need that. I really don't. And so these are the things that I really want people to think about when you're out purchasing these things and just don't get in a panic. You know, the toilet paper machines are still making toilet paper out there.
They will be back.
They will be back, and you'll be able to get it. So don't panic on that. But just really,
I would think about, one, your usage and what you're doing, and this is going to lead into our next segment, of what you can flush down the toilet and what you can't.
Yeah.
You know, and you could write a book out of this from a plumber's perspective of what can go down there. But you'd be surprised some of the stuff that goes down a toilet. And I can tell you what, I have seen some contractors and some subcontractors put some stuff down the toilet that has created a massive problem.
Oh, like when they're doing a remodel or something.
Correct.
Like that.
Especially if you got somebody in a, let's say they're in a condo, right? Or they're in a place where they don't want to, the yard is nice outside. So sometimes you'll see guys rinsing stuff out and they'll just pour it down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That doesn't work so well. And so that's one of those things I just want you to be careful with. Now, hey, coming up, I want to say this before we go out to break real quick, so I know we're going to have to do that. Stay tuned for some exciting shows coming ahead.
Yeah.
We've got some people. We're going to bring in our buddies from Tools in Action. We're going to get them rescheduled on, and they'll be coming up. We're going to have some lawn and garden segments coming up, which are ones that we've got our experts out there now. So we'll get a hold of Eddie and get him on the show here shortly, and we're going to have some fun shows ahead. So this show is going to be continuing on. Don't worry. We've got plan B to get through here, and we'll be weathering this storm right along with you. And if you've got something you want us to be talking about, if there's a subject that you think we've glossed over that you want to get more information out, head over to Around the House Online, fill out that contact us page, or hit us up on social media. Facebook is our one that you can get us at, because you can message us on there and we'll get back to you shortly. We've got a pretty good quick response rate. So we'll talk about that and more just as soon as Around the House returns.
Drink. I can get you a Jennifer Lopez, and I could buy you a ring that's bigger than Colonel Bay's. No time for any stories of mine. Don't take the call. No time for any stories of mine. I've gone out to love.
What's up? This is Dick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is your home improvement source every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
Man, we've got this show's been going great. A lot of different subjects I'm trying to hit on, and next week we've got a good show ahead. So we're going to be kind of walking away from this virus stuff a little bit. We've kind of beat that dead horse pretty good,
yeah.
And we're going to continue to beat that dead horse for the rest of the show on different subjects. We got a great caller coming in here in the next segment, though.
We do. Glisten, one of the like top cleaning products that you can find in your grocery store. Their president and chief cleaning officer, Tony Kronk, is going to join us for a half hour and just going to kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, cleaning your appliances and making sure everything stays clean.
That's going to be awesome. So we're going to have him on the show here. So stay tuned for that. And I want to focus with him a little bit on cleaning. We talked about it in our spring cleaning, but this is going to be kind of the follow-up to that, of cleaning that dishwasher, garbage disposal, front load washing machine, those kind of things.
And top load.
Top loads are work too as well. So, but yeah, the front load ones are the ones that always are
really get dirty.
They're the ones, especially if it's older like mine. You know, I've got, you know, 500,000 miles on my machine. It's going to get upgraded this next year. But how do you keep that thing clean? That's going to be really important. So stay tuned for that. Well, I wanted to talk about this segment here, what you should flush and not flush in your toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know right now you're going to be seeing, after watching all the memes and things on Facebook, so many people are trying to use napkins, paper towels, toilet paper.
I saw Kleenex a bit, and yeah. That's, I mean, like, I'm sure I'm not going to say it's a, but it seems like of anything, that one might be the closest to being okay, but it's not okay.
It is, but the problem is, you think about Kleenex, it's designed to stay together when it's wet when you blow your nose, right?
Yeah, true. And so it's going to stay together when it's in your pipes.
Yeah, it's going to stay in the pipes a little bit. So you got to be careful with that. You know, it's a heavier product. You know, toilet paper is meant to really come apart easily.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to think about that going down there. If you want to call the plumber in soon to your house, make sure you use those toilet, instead of using the paper towels instead of toilet paper. It's just like, this isn't going to go well, I promise you. And the problem, though, is you think, oh, it's I've got a 3-inch pipe that goes into a 4-inch pipe. It's the problems when it leaves your system and goes into the mainline. Great example. Toilet paper tends to come apart with moisture, like we were talking about. But if you've got a tree root or some, you know, grease and fat that's built up in the line down there, and it's getting slowed down and you've got kind of a backup situation starting to go, that's a problem. If you got a septic tank, you got a much bigger problem. And now what happens though is when you get these products that aren't meant for your plumbing system, it leaves your house and you're like, oh, it's gone. Good riddance.
Yep. Out of sight, out of mind.
But now your city has to deal with it. Just like the wet wipes out there. Wet wipes are something that city sewer systems are creating a nightmare for your city sewer area. Because what happens is you think about it, everything flows downhill. And I'm going to use that because I'm not going to use the George Carlin word that we're not supposed to be using. But it goes downhill. Problem is that you always have to go downhill. So there's pumps to take it up to another area. So after you've flushed your waste, it might go out to the main sewer line, but you could be in a low point in your city and you could be actually lower than what your sewage treatment plant is. So what happens? They have to pump that up in those lift stations to do that.
So when you have thick products in there, like say the wet wipes or paper towels, and the resistance is going to be a lot harder to get that through.
And now when that hits a pump motor that's supposed to be moving this product, it's supposed to be kind of chopping it up, and it's not designed for that, guess what happens? You get these massive, you know, 3 foot round balls of paper products and everything else mixed in between that won't go into a pump. So you've got city crews, all they do is go around in major cities and clean this stuff up. So let's think about the stuff that you should be putting down there and what you shouldn't. You know, when you're dealing with this, I've seen some massive problems with semi-failed systems. And I had this in a house in Everett, Washington, that was a 1910 farmhouse. Had a buddy come over, help with the tile. It was awesome. Did a great job.
Yeah.
Well, we had already done kind of the landscaping outside. So when they cleaned out their buckets, they were doing it in the kitchen sink. So I've seen that, and I've also seen them do that in the toilet. So here's what happened. We had a clay pipe sewer system going out to the street. Worked well. Had no problems with it. Even when it got bought, passed the scope exam. But the problem is that we had a little bit of a tree root coming up through. That stuff started building up around the tree root. It jammed up the entire sewer system, plugged it up with a concrete product, which was the mortar that they were cleaning out of their buckets.
So was this on your the property's personal line, or was this once it got out to the neighborhood?
No. This was out in the yard, so they actually had to go out there. I had to call in. I couldn't get a snake through it, so I actually had to call in a Roto-Rooter type company to come in, and they broke off their tip on the Roto-Rooter thing, and they had to dig down and replace that section of pipe to get it going.
Down and get in there.
Yeah, and literally cut it out, all from the tile setter that was putting it down the sink, and in the bathroom, they were putting it down the toilet as well, and it just didn't go well. So be careful what you put down the toilet. Let it be toilet paper and human waste. That's what's supposed to be going down
there. That's what it's made for.
Any other hygiene products, any of that other stuff, you are just getting ready to create a disaster.
A giant headache for you.
And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. So those are things that I really want you to think about with what goes down there. And I know right now, with our current situation, the wipes thing is a popular item, and especially if you're out of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. The city is going to have to deal with that. I get it. But in a normal situation, if you can get away with just throwing those away, and I know that was one of the grossest things I used to see in El Salvador. I used to travel down there and work in a village, is that in the major cities and even out in the jungle, you couldn't run paper through their sewer system. So in the trash can by the side of the toilet, which wasn't very sanitary, and then they burned it in the street at night. And that was the worst smell-o-vision smell that you can imagine. And it just didn't go well.
Let's not do that here.
No, let's not do that. But, you know, thinking about that, you could put a secondary trash can there with a lid on it and change it every day and put it in your trash. And that would be sure easier on your local municipality. Well, coming up, we got a great guest.
Yeah, stick around. We're going to be chatting with GLSEN's president and chief cleaning officer, Tony Kronk.
Let's do that. We'll talk about more about some cleaning products. We're going to do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
gas tell. Your fire must get butter running through.
Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist, make your stand.
Welcome back to Around the House. Eric G, this is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Hey, make sure you check us up on Facebook. AroundTheHouseOnline.com is our website. And, of course, just search Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, social media, Twitter, everything else out there. We've got a special guest on the phone today that we've been wanting to talk to from Glisten. It is the president and chief cleaning officer, Tony Kronk. Welcome to Around the House, brother.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, cleaning is such a topic right now that is an amazing topic. And we just actually talked about this a couple weeks ago about really going around and cleaning stuff. But you guys have, quite frankly, a great product. And it's not like you're paying to be on here. This is something that we wanted to do to make sure that people get the right products to be cleaning stuff with, especially when you're talking with front load washing machine, you know, your garbage disposal that gets nasty, and of course that dishwasher that you're putting all those dirty dishes in, but you never think to clean.
That's correct. Most people don't. They don't even understand that they need to clean the appliance to keep it working. But, you know, you wouldn't go years and years without changing the oil in your car to keep it running and keeping it well-maintained. So why not the machines you spend so much money on that you depend upon on a daily basis?
You know, it's funny. So I used last night, you know, we just moved into a house here in end of December, right around the holidays there. And I'm going to be doing this kitchen remodel. So I have not replaced the dishwasher. I've got the one that came with the house, and it's just kind of a mid-grade. You know, I'll tell you, for the last 10 years, I've had a dishwasher that had a stainless steel interior, and this one does not. But it worked okay and wasn't that noisy. So I thought, okay, I'll just wait till you do the kitchen remodel and I can just get rid of it all at the same time. So I had run somebody else's little tablet through it to clean, and it freshened it up a little bit when I moved in. I felt like, okay, I'm good to go. Well, you know, we've been using it for the family of four like you normally would, but I ran your product through last night and I opened it up and I went, oh, I thought those were gray racks. I didn't know they were white. And then that white interior was actually white and not gray. So I was very shocked at how dirty I had been running it when I thought I had cleaned it.
Yeah, that's a good point. We actually hear that hundreds of times. We've heard that hundreds of times over the years. Most people think that it's time to just get rid of the appliance when it gets to that state. What we say is, hey, give our product a chance, and you might find that you might have a new dishwasher after you use the product.
Yeah, it was impressive. And it was kind of funny, though, too. We were running it, and this is not a, you know, I always say with dishwashers, you get what you pay for, right? And so this is what I would call in that probably $500 range of dishwasher. So it doesn't have all the nice little features on it, but it does have that high temp wash and a few things that are important with that. But yeah, I was surprised, one, at how loud that thing was when I don't have it fully loaded with dishes. And two, I tell you what, when it ran through the cycle, it really cleaned it up. Now, of course, you still have to go through and make sure you wipe down where the seals are and stuff because, well, water's not getting there anyway. But I was impressed with that. And then, of course, you know, probably the dirtiest appliance that ends up getting nasty in your kitchen is your garbage disposal.
Sure does. You think about the kind of items that go down there from food waste, just general buildup of soap and detergent that doesn't always get washed away. People put chicken bones down the sink, all kinds of crazy things. And those things can harbor and breed, you know, germs over time or create odor, and that's kind of like the breeding ground for different fragrances that come out of that area. And so there's a need to clean that on a regular basis to keep it running effectively and keep those odors at bay.
Well, it's funny, you know, I usually, you know, well, on the weekends, we'll be making some cocktails, having a good time. And so I'll throw those, you know, lemons and lime grinds down in there, you know, pieces just to kind of freshen it up. And it does a little bit. I mean, it helps it a little bit, but I didn't realize until we ran that through there. I ran those little the little lemon smelling little round balls through that. And that in itself did a great job of just refreshing it.
Yep, that product is known for freshening. And we kind of have two user groups and some that overlap. Mm-hmm. Glisten disposal cleaner, our foaming disposal cleaner, is really the heavy duty deep cleaner. And what it'll do in there, the product that it's packaged in, is a paper shell, and you simply drop that down. That paper actually is biodegradable. It turns into a scrubbing surface as that's spinning around down there and scrubs off the walls, as well as the foam taking off any of that debris that's there. And then when you get to kind of light maintenance, you can use the balls to put down the sink to freshen the disposer up as needed. That way you kind of get a 1-2 punch.
Nice, nice. And that's a good way to go. And then, you know, it's funny, depending on how much you use it, or even over the holidays when you get, you know, maybe it's your mother-in-law dropping in all that stuff in the disposer that, quite frankly, no disposer company says you should ever put down there. But these kind of things really clean that up.
They really do. We have quite a few studies that show the debris removal is 99%+ versus just regular water, which is more in the 40% to 50% range. So you really are getting a deep clean when you use the product.
When you think about it, too, when you're doing this, your dishwasher in many cases is draining through that disposer anyway. So you need to keep that clean and running smooth.
You sure do. In fact, I was going to add on the disposer cleaning. You know, the product was originally developed with the InSinkErator Corporation, owned by Emerson Electric, mm-hmm. years ago, which is the leading maker of garbage disposals in the United States. And so that product was tried and tested with that organization before we ever launched it, probably 15, 20 years ago. And it's still here today. It's still the most effective cleaning product available.
And that's great. Well, you know, when you're talking washing machines as well, you know, I've been running a front load washing machine for my clothes for probably getting close to 20 years. Because I got into them right when Maytag came out with their Neptune series back in the mid-90s. And I really have been using those religiously, and my clothes have lasted a lot longer. But until now, the problem was you always really had to be diligent about keeping that door open with the newer, you know, with the older machines, and keeping it where you ran a bleach cycle through to kind of clean it up. But man, when you go through and really run this cleaner through, I was shocked at how much gunk, and like everything, you got to follow the directions. Just wiping things down on stage one of using the cleaner in there, I was shocked at how much stuff came off just the door seal and stuff that I didn't realize was there.
Yeah, you think about what you're putting in your washing machine, you know, dirty clothes. Someone might bring oils, food buildup, grease, just general dirt, organic stains and organic materials. Those can build up over time, not to mention the water source that the appliance uses, right? So if you live in a high hard water area, or you have some limited range of hardness in your water, that can also build up and create deposits inside the washing machine. And a normal laundry detergent will not remove those things completely. So you really need to go in with a heavy-duty cleaner like Washer, Clisson Washer Magic, and take care of that buildup over time. That will bring your appliance back to working condition and allow you to gain many more years and save yourself hundreds of dollars.
Man, that is great. We're talking right now with Clisson's president and chief cleaning officer, Tony Kronk. And here's the thing, Tony, and I like that because I opened mine up and I was like, okay, didn't smell fresh before. And we've been really trying to be diligent about this machine. And I was just shocked at how much it actually did clean that up on the inside. And you think about it, you've got in any washing machine, whether it's a top load or a front load machine, you've got that hidden drum in behind things, which nobody can really see because you've got that interior drum that holds the clothes. And that's where that buildup occurs. You can't just look inside a washing machine and go, oh, that's good, because there's all those hidden surfaces, which is 90% of what you're seeing inside that machine.
Yeah, that's correct. And that, as well as the hoses that exit the water from the drum itself. You've probably seen videos online, YouTube, et cetera, of someone taking apart a front load washing machine. And it's kind of appalling what you see when you take the drum apart. Sometimes there's a black kind of mold buildup, or a black biofilm, so to speak.
Slimy black film.
And that's really kind of, you know, in some cases, the detergent's locking up some of the dirt, is taking off the soils, but it doesn't get completely rinsed away. When you think about a front loader, those are usually high efficiency machines, so they use a lot less water to begin with. So there's not as much water to carry away those pieces. So you really need something to go in there and break up that buildup and then carry it away with the normal wash cycles. The front loaders are getting a lot better than they used to be. When they originally launched those, you know, you had a lot of door seal problems. You had that buildup around that inner seal, which you're talking about. They are improving, but they still need to be cleaned regularly.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I agree. And we're going to have to go out to break here in just a few seconds, Tony, but I don't want to hold you over so we can talk about a few of those other products. And actually, let's do that here. We're talking with Tony Kronk from Glisten. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Hey, if you missed the show out there, since we're going into that last segment, make sure you catch us on anywhere online that you listen to this podcast. Well, hey, in this last segment, we've got Glisten's president and chief cleaning officer, Tony Kronk, on the line. Welcome back to Around the House, Tony.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about all your other cleaning products, because, you know, maybe you're new to some people out there, but if you've seen like Iron Out and a lot of those other brands out there, you guys have been a staple on those cleaning aisles for decades and decades on end. But you've got so many other products just in the kitchen. Like, you've got that one that I was playing with when I ran the dishes last night, which is that kind of dishwasher boost is what I called it.
Dishwasher booster. The Glisten dishwasher booster that's used kind of as a, what we recommend, a regimen to clean and freshen your dishwasher. Obviously, the cleaning product, the machine cleaner, is used to take out all the heavy-duty buildup that's inside there. And then the booster is used as a secondary option. It keeps your dishwasher fresh in between cleanings. It also forms a substitute of, they used to have phosphates in a lot of the automatic dish detergents, and that would handle all the hard water buildup. Then you had that phosphate ban several years ago, and when they removed those compounds from the automatic dishwasher detergents, people started getting spots and hard water buildup on their glassware, the dishware, etc. So the booster basically allows solves that problem again. So it takes away those hard water spots and buildup for folks that especially live in hard water areas where a rinse aid alone won't handle that problem.
There are so many of those around the country. I don't care where you're at. You could be down in the desert Southwest to here in the Pacific Northwest. We've got so many different areas with that hard water. And those phosphates were sure hard on the environment. But to be honest, they did a great job of cleaning. And that's one of the things that I always say with people that with these new dishwashers that are Energy Star rated and everything else, some people do such a good job of pre-cleaning the dishes, they don't give their dishwasher a chance to actually do the work for them because there's enzymes in there now that are doing the work instead of those phosphates. And you need to have a little bit of food on those dishes to really get things a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, we don't use phosphates in the product as you might expect. We use natural fruit-based acids to take care of the problem, which has the same basic chemical effect as the phosphate did without the downside effects.
Man, that is a much better way to do it. Well, you know, you guys have a lot of other products out there as well. I think you guys have Woolite and a bunch of other stuff out there in your stable of cleaning. Isn't that correct?
We have four basic brands. The Glisten line, of course, which focuses on heavy-duty appliance cleaning around the kitchen. We also have the Out line of brands. The most prominent of that group is Iron Out, which was created, invented, and marketed in 1958. So it's been around roughly 62 years now. So we've been in business a long time.
No kidding.
Headquartered right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We've expanded that into laundry care with our Out White Bright item. You'll see it in our drain cleaning category, drain cleaning items, where we have sustainable drain cleaners without having to have, you know, the sulfuric acids or the sodium hydroxide type chemicals that are dangerous to handle and hurt folks. Our Whirl Out product, which is made for cleaning out Whirlpool tubs and saunas.
That's an important one, because that's one of those things that people should be taking care of as well. If you want to see what's stuck in those whirlpools out there, do a little test and see what bacteria is in there, and it's going to scare you.
It's amazing what you get out of a jetted tub when you put the product in. All the black kind of buildup that's in those tubes that sets down there. You think about it, when you drain the tub, the water's still in those tubes, and it just sets there stagnant and kind of builds up that biofilm I was talking about. So when you clean it out, you get all this black gunk that comes out, and you think, boy, I was just in that bathtub.
It's brutal. And that's, to be honest, why I don't usually like to get in those things in hotel rooms when they've got that. It always scares me. I'm like, I don't know how good these people have cleaned that. Well, hey, man, where's the best place to find you guys? Well, you know, I see you everywhere around here, but around the country, what is the best place to find those Glisten products?
Sure. We have national distribution with almost all of our products in all major mass retailers. That would include your Walmart, your Targets, Meijer in the Midwest, hardware home centers. So your Ace, Do It Best, True Serve, Home Depot, Lowe's. You can also find us online at our website, summitbrands.com, or through a range of other e-commerce customers like Amazon, Walmart.com, HomeDepot.com, etc.
Tony Kronk, thanks for coming on Around the House with Eric G. Check out everybody out to Glisten's products out there. Tony Kronk, Glisten's president and chief cleaning officer, thanks for joining us Around the House.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by, designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020, designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Thanks for listening to the Round the House with Eric G podcast. We really appreciate you listening. Now, one more thing to do. Subscribe to the podcast or just go in and leave a review so we can have some great comments to share with other people. And in the future, we're going to start putting these in the end of the show right here so you can catch them out as well. We really appreciate all of you listening to the show. Make sure you tune in all week long to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or just head us up on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. See you on Wednesday when we do the midweek special. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.